This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth. Join me as I explore the greatest indie rock with classic tracks, new releases, and my own Desert Island selection.
Be with you.
episode 165 of A Sonic Youth. This week we have more of the best new indie rock releases, including new music from Dope Lemon and Father John Misty. But first, tracks from American rock band Cracker and their new super deluxe release of rarities sourced from across their career. Opening the show was the Redux version of their greatest song Low. That track, released on 1993's Kerosene Hat, is in my opinion one of the great 90s rock tracks. Cracker was formed by David Lowery in 1990 after his previous band Camper Van Beethoven of Take the Skinheads Bowling fame disbanded. Cracker released four albums throughout the 90s, with their first two remaining by far the most successful. Five more studio albums followed, the last coming in 2014. However, Lowery and other original band member Johnny Hickman are still touring with the full band, and this new 24-track double album of rarities aims to provide an alternative version of the Cracker story. The album opens with a version of Sick of Goodbyes, re-recorded with members of Drive-By Truckers, and closes with several live tracks. But I've got to play a Redux version of one of their most well-known tracks because it's just so good. I don't know what the world may need, but a V8 engine's a good start for me. I think I'll drive and find a place to be surly. Here's Cracker with Teen Ace.
Starts with me.
This is a Sonic Youth, and that was Cracker playing some proper rock and roll with the newly released Redux version of Teen Angst, What the World Needs Now. Our next new release is from Dope Lemon, also known as Angus Stone. Last year, Dope Lemon ended the year with his fourth album Kemo Sabe, and now he ends this year by ushering in a new era with the single Golden Wolf. This is one of the poppier Dope Lemon tracks, sunnier than most, but still interesting and certainly catchy.
What are you got a good thing going when she walked down the street, you got this special way. Though beneath the smile she's done some miles with the broken hearts and rattlesnakes. Golden Wolf, take us higher. We won't be the best that we can be in this life. Golden Wolf, take us higher. We won't be the best that we can be in this life. Or the next one. Or the next one. Or the next one. Honey got a good thing rolling. When she take to the sky, she start to understand. Though behind those rows of cheese, you can see the times she done dead with the best of hand. Maybe one day we'll dance beneath the stars till our feet lift off the ground. Maybe we'll break the chains and sail away until we can't be found. Golden Wolf, take us higher. We won't be the best that we can be in this life. Golden Wolf, take us higher. We won't be the best that we can be in this life. Or the next one. Or the next one. Or the next one. Maybe the next one. I don't know when anymore.
This is a Sonic Youth, and that was Dope Lemon with their new single Golden Wolf. Our next new release is from Father John Misty, and comes with the question, what has happened to Father John Misty? Okay, let me set the scene. Father John Misty is the performing name of Josh Tillman. He was born in Maryland in 1981, and grew up with evangelical Christian parents, and briefly dreamed of becoming a pastor for the performance aspect. He learned guitar in his teenage years and was eventually able to start listening to secular music with a spiritual theme in his later teens. That's when he convinced his parents to let him buy the likes of Bob Dylan's Slow Train Coming because of its religious imagery. Throughout the 2000s, Tillman released several albums under his own name and played in the Fleet Foxes for a period. He's also contributed, largely as a producer, to tracks by the likes of Beyoncé, Lady Gaga, Lana Del Rey, and Post Malone. But his breakthrough was his first record released as Father John Misty, 2012's Fair Fun. That's a masterpiece of an album, with its acid imagery and fantastic lyricism. The album first spawned from a low point for Tillman, when he was disillusioned with his previous music. He apparently drove down the Californian coast in his van, with enough mushrooms to, quote, choke a horse, which led him to writing a novel, and that led to the song on the album named I'm Writing a Novel. He then settled in the legendary Laurel Canyon neighborhood of the Hollywood Hills and perfected the rest of the album. Fair Fun was co-produced by fellow Laurel Canyon resident and fellow psychedelic indie rocker Jonathan Wilson, and to this day it remains by far Tillman's best work. His next two LPs, I Love You Honey Bear and Pure Comedy, had standout tracks, but his last three albums have been really disappointing to me from my rock and roller perspective. Before I talk more about that, I've got to demonstrate the lofty heights Tillman reached on Fair Fun. By far the standout track, one of my favourite songs of all time, is Hollywood Forever Cemetery Sings. It's written about a girl who gets off doing it in cemeteries, and Tillman's drug-laden acceptance of her desires. It's lyrically great, but sonically exceptional, with that big, dirty guitar riff and the prominent echoing drums. The studio version, as I said, is brilliant, but his KEXP live and studio version is one of the most epic performances I've seen. With a typically crisp KEXP sound engineering, and with that chaotic guitar breakdown, this is truly the best version. So, here's a skinny, spaced out looking Father John Misty, wearing a legalized LSD shirt, with his band playing Hollywood Forever Cemetery Sings.
We'd like to play just another song for you all. Another latte sip and jam.
John Misty with the KEXP version of his track Hollywood Forever Cemetery Sings. So that's the genius we're working with here, and it's why I'm so disappointed that someone who can write rock songs of that quality has released a stream of soft, synthy, poppy piano tracks since. I have similar feelings with Nick Cave, someone who wrote something like Dig Lazarus Dig, the whole album, and songs like Jubilee Street, has released this stream of really soft tracks since. Father John Misty has just released a new album, named Mahesh Bhashana, and is better than his last two, but it still lacks the enthralling rock and roll I'm looking for. Only one song really stands out, the funky and catchy, yet psyched out track, I Guess Time Makes Fools of Us All. So a section of that 8.5 minute track will see us off this week. You need a map to find you one. Now how do you suppose you must approach the throne with its back up against the wall? I guess time just makes fools of us all. Minds of my generation gladly conscripted in the war of defending any Goliath that would deign darken the door. Now with your genius for picking battles, it's no wonder every helmet is too small. I guess time just makes fools of us all. I guess time just makes fools of us all. My drink is watered down, the champ is on his knees. He lost the rematch, he lost the comeback, he lost for charity, but that's the job. It's what gets the asses in the hall. They came for a beating, and he came to brawl. Notice that of all the young gods I have known, yours is easily the least famous to turn down the cover of a Rolling Stone. Lily white faces, so familiar and yet impossible to recall. I guess time just makes fools of us all. After a millennia of good times, God said, hey now, let's have a dream where we raise the stakes a little. Come on, let's make things interesting. Parachute into the Anthropocene, an amnesiac, a himbo can doll. I guess time does make fools of us all. Behind the truck, put it in reverse, and hit it.
everything he said, went in and stuck. Hey, I can sell you a million records.
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. For more episodes, visit freefm.org.nz or search A Sonic Youth on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and on the accessmedia.nz app. Also, follow me on Instagram and Facebook at A Sonic Youth Podcast.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.